You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, I would like to pay tribute to a legendary radio voice in Colorado for decades. And that's Larry Zimmer, who was the radio voice of the Broncos and the CU Buffs, not to mention so many other things on the air. And he passed away this weekend at the age of 88. Larry was a very good man and a true professional. So a salute to Larry Zimmer. Thinking about you, dude. Speaking of the CU Buffs, the CU women's basketball team ranked third in the country. How cool is that? Had another big win yesterday, beating Southern Cal. That marks the first time in team history that the CU women have beaten three top 10 teams in the same season. Those CU Buff women are good.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And shining for CU right now. Nuggets got another win on the road last night. They beat the Wizards. Nuggets will be in Indianapolis for a game tomorrow, and the Avs are off until Wednesday. Jeremy, we're down to the final four teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I see that.
I watched an awful lot of football this weekend. I felt like such a slug. But you know what? Gretchen's fighting a really bad cold, and so she was just like out of commission all weekend. I didn't even hardly see her. So I was just like, well,
football it is.
I'll watch a lot of football. Two games were decided basically by missed field goals this weekend. You know, that sucks.
Yeah.
But this Sunday, it'll be the Chiefs at Baltimore, Detroit at San Francisco. The winners will be off to the Super Bowl. If the Lions upset the Niners, it would be their first ever trip to the Super Bowl. There's only like, what is it, like four teams maybe that have never even gone to the Super Bowl. We're all spoiled here in Denver because we've got multiple Super Bowl victories, but Detroit has never even been, and so their fans are rabid right now.
Yeah, you kind of have to root for them, right? Just so they get there and have the experience.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not a football fan, so I'm just like, yay, but they've never been. Root for them.
When you're a Packers fan, you cannot cheer for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, I like their logo. It's a really cool logo, and their colors are neat. So.
And they've got cool colors.
Cool colors,
deny it, man.
Yeah.
So they have a special name for that blue, too. What's that called? Some Lions
nice
fan
blue.
Will write into
it's
me.
Nice blue.
Nice blue, is that what they call
it?
It
looked great in the stands there.
Do you see that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, once considered a strong candidate to lead the Republican Party, has dropped out of the presidential race after a very poor showing in the Iowa caucuses. So that leaves now just Nikki Haley and former President Donald Trump. Well, this should be fun. Let the sparks fly,
I guess.
It's like reality TV.
I think we all know where this is going to end up, but
craziness, man. So, did you ever have a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or maybe a parent that said, I know when a storm's coming, I can feel it in my joints?
Honestly, I have a wife that is currently in that camp because her knees have turned to sawdust. They're really bad. And this last storm that came in, boy, they flared up. She got really bad. She had to go to PT even more, and they had to rub her kneecaps. And, and they said, you know what? It could have been the weather. It really could have.
The science is there to back it up, because I used to always kind of, I had a grandfather who was that way, and I was just like,
Sure, Grandpappy, sure.
But it has to do, Jeremy, with your synovial fluid.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That's the stuff that kind of lubricates the joints in your body, and when it's cold or when the pressure drops, whatever, your synovial fluid gets thicker, kind of like sludge. Ugh. And so your joints rub against each other, and it's like, ow, ow, ow. It's what Nicole's going through.
She's bone on bone right now. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. So they say that one in four people insist they can feel it in their joints when the weather is changing. And science is saying, yeah, you probably can.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then the last thing, I just wanted to mention this because it's so flipping ridiculous. But now, you know how you can't really post anything on social media or TikTok or something like that without a whole army of people coming after you for whatever reason? Gretchen's that way. She posts stuff and she gets like millions of views on things, and she laughs about the army of people who will line up to take exception with something that she's saying. It really, you can just count on it, And often it's a dude, right? It's the well actually guy is what we call them, Mr. Well Actually. Well, now Reese Witherspoon is feeling it, all because she ate some snow.
Oh no, not Olaf.
She's getting backlash after sharing a video where she's making something called a snow salt chocochino.
Really?
Anyway, she uses snow from her backyard. She puts it in a coffee mug, and then she adds chocolate syrup to it, some salted caramel syrup, and cold brew.
Ooh, so naturally, sounds good.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? So naturally, here come the people who are like, snow's dirty, and it could make you very sick.
You're taking the snow away from the polar bears.
And she's like, because they talk about how it's not filtered, and she's like,
oh my God, get a life.
She says, I didn't grow up drinking filtered water. She's saying, so what you're saying is I have to filter the snow before I eat it?
Snow-eating experts, man.
People are such a pain in the arse. They really are.
That's a get-a-life moment.
True. Hashtag truth. Yeah. What else is trending?
Well, probably the most exciting celebrity news over the weekend, Justin Timberlake. Looks like he's back at it. He took to his socials over the weekend to announce his first album in 6 years. It's called Everything I Thought I Was. He did a little homecoming concert in Memphis on Friday. Released a brief little teaser for the project, and it sounds like he might be doing the entire single, which is called Selfish, on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I pulled a little taste of it.
I want to hear it.
You can hear what it sounds like. Here you go.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
It sounds like JT, but it also sounds like everything else out there right now. So hopefully he's got a few more tracks that are a little more upbeat.
I keep holding out hope that artists will go back to using instruments on their songs.
Yeah, and he's pretty good, I think, about using that kind of stuff.
It's all every song is just like computer music. It's not they're not actual instruments.
That's not hooking me, JT. So I'll have to hear the rest of the album.
It's too bad.
I would imagine, you know, he's a good performer. His music is generally pretty damn good. So we'll see what the rest of it sounds like. But that one's kind of ho-hum to me right now. An alleged stalker was arrested while trying to break into Tay-Tay's apartment on Saturday. The police department confirmed. And officers responded to the scene. There was a disorderly person out there. He was trying to open the door to the building at the location. I guess he's been there before. He's been hanging around for weeks, sleeping on the stoop, chain smoking constantly, shouting, making everyone uncomfortable. And they're like, enough's enough, dude. So one of the perils of being famous again, you get all the weirdos hanging outside your house. But luckily, the police snatched this guy up.
We might as well say it because it has to be said. CBS went overboard with camera shots of Taylor Swift at the football game yesterday.
They did. It was a lot.
I thought we got to the point where we didn't need to do that, but every single time the camera has to go to the suite to show Taylor jumping up and down.
It's going to get worse if they just continue on this winning streak. It's going to get
worse. Honestly, I don't want to be. Listen, we have a lot of Chiefs fans who listen, and, you know, bless your heart and all that stuff. I'm rooting against your team. Simply because I don't want to watch the Super Bowl and see Taylor 30 times.
Yeah, I actually
That's
rather
the only reason. I
enjoy
don't care.
The shirtless Travis Kelce's brother
in
the suite.
Oh, my God.
That was fantastic to me. And him, like, leaning over the balcony, screaming with his beers in his hand. There's a still shot of that where he's like, yelling,
yeah,
and the crowd's going
it.
Crazy. And somebody posted a meme that said, this looks like some sort of Renaissance painting. And it really, really does. I mean, I was like, that's kind of funny. Really, I thought that was funny.
I thought it was stupid. But, you know, hey, I just want to watch the games.
Yeah.
I don't care about these stars
I like the spectacle of it all. All the nonsense behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're not into the sports.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're probably
more
interested in the side, you know, the sideshows.
Give me the large shirtless
man. You like the sideshows in sports.
I love large shirtless men. So, yeah, I was into that. Hey, as you put on your clown makeup today and get ready to go to work, listen to what Snoop Doggy Dog was offered. Snoopy. Mr. Dog was approached to pull out his, his pizzle for shizzle. on OnlyFans for $100 million. $100 million
who
just
offered
to
that
show
money?
His peepee ding ding. Sounds like the OnlyFans,
OnlyFans themselves offered
him. Sounds like
that?
It, but for everyone's sake, luckily he said no, because his wife would not allow it. No, no, no. I mean, he doesn't need the money, but just think of that amount of money just to show your bits and pieces. $100 million, my God. What a world.
What do you think you
in.
Could get for yours?
About $8, I think. $8 right now. Come on, first one up. Let me know. Venmo me. New gadget coming out called NasoCalm. It's hitting Kickstarter. It's supposed to help with your allergies. You strap it onto your face for 15 minutes a day, and it makes your allergies a lot better because it electrocutes your nose. It's got six little electrodes, three for each nostril, and they deliver small little electric shocks to stimulate the muscles in your nose.
Have you seen the photo of it?
That's the only bad thing. The promo does show the video with a guy wearing it at his desk at work. The downside is you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You look a little like Bane from Batman.
If you could wear it, like, say, on your commute to work, who cares what other drivers think?
Who cares?
If you could wear it, like, when you're, you know, just walking around your house.
Yeah, or at night when you're laying in bed, you know, not reading.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit. So, anyway, it zaps your nose and makes your allergies better. And this one's for the, well, kind of for the ladies, I guess. If you want to make your man a big old softy, cry your widow eyes out. A new study has found that the smell of women's tears make men a whole lot less aggressive. I guess they did this by having the men play at a video game where they were supposedly going to get aggravated. A bunch of women cried, blah, blah, blah. Then they sniffed the tears, and the guys were a little less aggressive with the video game after they took a huff of the tears, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Fine. They need to spray this on some of the world's dictators, I think, to cool things down a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. And some politicians.
Yeah.
You know, the science behind it is all really interesting. There's also a band. We play some bumper music from a band called Sniffin' the Tears.
Oh, yeah. Sniff them up.
I'm going to force you to pull that up.
If you have road rage, just make your wife or girlfriend
cry. I want Sniffin' the Tears for our next bumper music, please.
And then real quick, I guess automatic checkouts are decreasing customer loyalty, according to some university poll. Say it's especially true if you're a customer and you're scanning 15 or more items. You're just basically like, wow, I'm just here doing all the work. I feel zero loyalty to this store. I don't look forward to seeing any of the checkers, and I guess I'll just go anywhere I want now to shop. You don't continue to go to one location. Yeah, I get that. They needed a study for this?
I don't believe it. You know what? I still say people will shop generally, with a few exceptions, generally where it's closest.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a grocery store 2 blocks from your house and there's one that's 2 miles, you're generally not going to go to the one that's 2 miles away.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, you're the exception. Most people go
I'm routine. I will tell you, though, you guys, we have a Home Depot right next to our radio station right now. I mean, I can walk the stairs up to the Home Depot from where we are. I'm hooked. Like, I'm constantly in Home Depot, and it's the greatest thing ever now. Being able to just walk out our front door and walk up to Home Depot. I've done it a few times now for little things. So, all right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this ridiculous video this morning making the rounds. Woman in Australia complaining to TikTok about how people who work for places like Instacart are picking out nasty fruits and vegetables. Whatever, that's her opinion. But it's all about how she pronounces broccoli. And the internet is scratching their head wondering if it's broccoli or broccoli now this morning. What is it? Watch the video. Have a chuckle. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Broccoli.
What is this? The modern tomato?
I think it is.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.